There's a time in my life when I didn't actually know that I got to choose the people that I allowed into my life. It wasn't until I started going to counseling when I was about 27 years old that my counselor said to me, in response to me telling him that I was worried that the next guy I dated was going to be worse than the one I had now, he told me, "Why would he be worse? You get to choose who you allow into your life." But I had no idea I could do this, because when we're young, we're just at the mercy of our parents, right? So if you have divorced parents like I did, and they're dating, people just come into your home, friends of your parents come in your home, and at school, you don't really get to choose who you're around. Yes, you get to choose the friends you have, but you don't get to choose your classmates. You don't really have a lot of choices, not until you go out on your own, that you start discovering that you get to choose who it is that you date, who it is that you're friends with, who it is that is your roommate. But I didn't really realize this, because I had just been floating through life and I would accept whoever was the first nice guy who came into my life. Oh, he's got a job. Oh, he said something nice to me. Oh, okay, he bought me a drink. You know, like I didn't know anything about psychology. And so when he said, "You get to choose," I was kind of like, well, okay, but what? I didn't really grasp onto what that meant. And even it took me a few years of dating on the apps and changing friend circles to really understand what that meant. Because when you have an anxious attachment style, when you've never been loved properly, when you're used to everybody around you disappointing you, you don't really understand that there's something better out there. You're always like, well, this is a little bit better than what I'm used to, so I guess this is okay, right? But until you define what it is and start believing that there's better people out there and start surrounding yourselves in these circles, even though it's uncomfortable and at first you're like, I don't know if I belong here. You know, I feel judged. I don't feel worthy of being here. Even in new relationships, there's times where I was actually with someone new and they treated me so much better than someone before. And I was like, I don't feel worthy of this. And you really have to be able to push through that to get to the partnership that you really want. And it really is this like deeply spiritual journey. So if you right now, wherever you are in your relationship, spiritual journey, and you don't quite believe that you have choices, the best thing you can do is get used to walking away from things that don't feel good anymore. That is truly the one thing, like looking back at it all, getting good at walking away and using my voice to say, no, I don't choose this, is the most empowering thing you can do. Because then you realize that when you walk away from the thing that wasn't serving you anymore, you can see that the universe is truly bringing you the next better thing. And that's the coolest thing, is that there were times where I was like, oh, I'm really afraid to be alone. Oh, I don't know if I'll find something better than this. And I leaped and walked away from that thing. Whether we could talk anything like jobs, businesses, places, friendships. And it opens up this whole new space for the universe to fill with something new. And it's actually impossible, if you're conscious, to be able to choose something less than the thing you had before. So if we're talking about relationships, it's literally impossible to step into a relationship with someone that is more abusive or less emotionally available than the one before. And some people be like, ah, well, Keely, I actually did that. The thing is it might not have been someone less emotionally available. And yes, the relationship might have turned more toxic than ones in the past, but that's because it was still something different than what you had before. Because looking back, I went from having a really narcissistic ex-boyfriend to then having another lesser narcissistic boyfriend to then having a couple good relationships and then stepping into one that was toxic in a different manner. But it was still better than the situations that I had before, but it was just toxic in a different way. It was there to teach me a different lesson about myself, but it was still like a step up. Maybe that makes no sense to you listening, but you'll see it as you go along this journey. But the most important lesson here is that every time you walk away from and say no to something that isn't serving you anymore, and you step into the allowing space for the universe to bring you something more aligned, you'll begin to build the belief that there's always something better coming and you can choose that next thing. And as I started to step into my power of choosing, it was really interesting how many times I had to say no. Because that's the thing. If we don't know how to say no, we're saying yes to everything, and that's how we end up stuck and settled into something that isn't meant for the highest level of ourselves. And so you can't just ignore it. If the universe brings you something and says, well, what about this? You have to use your voice to either say, yes, I choose that, or no, I don't want that. Because otherwise you'll still be there taking up space. You know, if you're dating and you started to go out with this one guy and you are like, I don't want to see him anymore. But you don't actually like use your voice. You're like, oh, I'll just kind of keep him around and send him a text message once in a while. He's taking up space still. You have to actually use your voice and send him a message and be like, hey, this isn't working for me. I really hope you find someone wonderful. I'm going to keep moving forward, basically, right? Because if not, you're telling the universe, oh, this is like okay-ish. So the universe isn't going to bring you your highest level partner because you're not ready yet. You haven't learned how to actually use your voice. So that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget to sign up for the Let the Masculine Lead Challenge starting September 18th through the 22nd. It's absolutely free to sign up, and you can do so at feminineenergychallenge.com. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.